John and Macy Gotthardt are here, and the song, first of all, that you just heard featured John playing bass. Welcome.
Thank
nice.
You.
Oh, let's see if I still know how to turn microphones on in the studio. How are you?
Good, Larry. Great to be here.
I still know how to turn microphones on. Welcome back. John and Macy. And hi, Macy.
Hi.
John and Macy, how long did you live in Pittsburgh? About
5 years.
Only 5 years, it seems. Mm-hmm.
92 to 97.
It seems like longer, and I mean that in a good way. it's hard to believe you've been gone that long, but... they're from Mendon, Massachusetts, and that group is based in Mendon, the one
Macy and I from Mendon. It started as a trio. Jackie and Phipp Wheelock live in Uxbridge, which is the next town west. The Blackstone River runs right through Uxbridge. It's a river that runs rises in the hills of Worcester and... empties into Narragansett Bay in Providence, Rhode Island. So it was a major waterway back in the early 19th century.
Huh.
Blackstone Canal, then the Providence and Worcester Railroad. And it was the birthplace of the American Industrial Revolution. The first water-powered textile mill was on the Blackstone River.
I didn't know that. Gosh, that goes back. You know, the history of that area in Pittsburgh are probably related somewhat, I would imagine.
Very similar. Water for transportation and power. It's just that, of course, the country was settled from the coast westward, so they just got a little bit of an earlier start on the East Coast, and it took a while to move west as far as Pittsburgh.
Well, I'm really glad both of you are back in. You've been to Pittsburgh a little bit since '97, but not really that much.
I haven't been here to stay more than overnight in 10 years.
Have you noticed anything that's changed or?
Well, it used to be Route 60, I think. Now it's 376.
Yes,
so that
yes.
screwed me up a
yes,
little bit.
Yes, we renumbered all the roads for your convenience. And that's what they did. There have been some renumbered roads. But you you came in to go to Maryland for a conference on education, science and technology, engineering and math. And that sounded like it was a lot of fun. Macy, you were a big part of that teaching.
Yes, I attended a three-day workshop in Massachusetts sponsored by CASE, the Center for the Advancement of STEM Education. That conference was on biodegradables, and I'm looking forward to my kit, which should be delivered to my home, which will be classroom materials. And while I was attending that, they mentioned they had an opening at their home base at Garrett College in McHenry, Maryland, for a week-long workshop in acoustics. And I thought that would be interesting, and I thought I ought to bring John along.
Well, John knows a little bit about acoustics.
So we were fortunate that our point of contact, the Army Research Lab at Natick, Mass., did not have a scientist engineer to send. So they jumped at the chance of having John be the scientist engineer for the representative from Massachusetts for the acoustics workshop.
Now, John and Macy were telling me about this experiment that they presented to the group yesterday, or I guess the day before yesterday, but they were telling me about it yesterday, where two pendulums were set up in parallel. So you had one string, and then it would then each turn a corner on each side. Is that right?
A horizontal string, like a bridle,
uh-huh.
And then two pendulums hanging from that string.
Okay. And then you would start one pendulum on one end while the other one was still.
Right.
And start it swinging. And then what happened after that?
Well, that would gradually slow down and come to a stop. But while that was happening, the other pendulum started swinging. Then that one would start to slow down, and the original one would start up swinging again. without any additional force added to it.
Wow. And so, basically, and this is to demonstrate some principles of simple harmonic motion and acoustics,
and
people
resonance.
It kind of looked like a perpetual motion machine from people. Yeah, that had to really blow people's minds.
Yeah, what we did was we focused it just on the first one, without in keeping the second one out of the frame. So you just saw this thing slow down and stop, and then all by itself start swinging again.
That's a neat illusion, and I mentioned that. You may want to try that sometime, see if you can baffle somebody.
We were all required to make a video as a final project, which could include slides or whatever, but basically a presentation using technology. So the pendulum, coupled pendulums was what we had chosen for our final video.
That's a neat thing. They should make a little desk device. Like the five balls that
Newton's cradle
back and
Newton's
forth.
Cradle.
Yeah, they should make a desk device of the pendulums. That would actually be kind of fun.
But we also worked with coils and magnets and making speakers and microphones using plastic cups and coils and wires
and magnets,
and then sending a signal with a laser.
Excellent.
It was really amazing.
This sounds great. Well, we have a lot of teachers who listen who probably know. It's the Center
CASE. Center for Advancement STEM Education.
Their website is www.caseforlearning.org. And I recommend if you ever get a chance to participate in any of these either short or longer term workshops that you jump at it. They will give you materials to take back to your classroom. There's generally a stipend for the week, which is very helpful. And it's just a wonderful experience and a fabulous group of people who are so knowledgeable and anxious to connect you up to tremendous resources.
Well, all of a sudden, I want to go, except I'm a few days late. But I'm going to take a look at the handbook that they've put together on acoustics. It sounds great. Well, I thought we would have some fun with an A to Z game this hour, and I hope you're going to participate.